couple of...
it's not that important, you know, Kelly.
Who's the, if you're a bigger fan, and again, we won't hold you to this, gut reaction.
You can hold me
anywhere
you like.
Who's your comedy hero? Who's the governor?
Too many to mention, but I mean, it's something
just
I always...
gut reaction.
Well, Eric and Ernie, my favourite. The actor I feel, I sort of, it was my favourite act when I was a kid and when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and I feel that they're, the surreal quality, it always annoys me, Phil, talking about alternative comedy in these. I mean, Eric and Ernie used to do sketches where they were in bed together. These two middle-aged men in bed, yeah. sipping on their cocoa, talking about how 50 years ago, you know, I never had shoes. Oh, you bring that up, don't you? Never had shoes, me. Miss didn't like me. Did you? You know, wonderful, wonderful.
And the one who used the props and own up, we're on a television.
It was Sober. It was Beckett, I mean, that's Beckett as far as I'm concerned, but a lot funnier, you know. Yeah. So, arrogant, but lots of things. Tommy Kim, my favourite sitcom, Dad's Army, probably.
Really?
What an ensemble of piece, man.
Of course.
Right, a script and actor in perfect harmony. I mean, you only, every, there's such a large cast. That's what's beautiful, to see a half-hour sitcom. Like 10 characters, and you normally only had to have one line, you know. I need to go to the lavatory, Mr. Whitten. And that's it, that's the one line. There's a way of late, we're in two men alone in a lighthouse alone. Anyway, in the morning, everything was fine, you know, and that's you. That's brilliant.
You know, but when the cellar's filling up with water,
yeah.
and Godfrey's the only one on the outside, and he's keeping watch.
Man.
And I love it, they're looking through the loose brick at Godfrey, and he's fallen asleep. and Arthur Lowe says, Bosom, take Godfrey's name. We all know what Godfrey's name is. Just do it, will you? There's no point pretending that this is just some informal meeting. You've got another book, right?
Yeah, I've written a new novel, and it's my third, and I think
cool.
pretty good. This Other Eden. It's a kind of environmental thriller again, because I think that's a big theme. I think that's the theme of our age. Like the bomb, our parents and grandparents, the bomb kind of was the overshadowing thing. The image that everybody recognised. I think the environmental problems are the overshadowing issue of our age, and I see great comedy and great drama in there. And yet, I've written another comedy drama about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Elton right there, you bet.